people would have come back to life after 5 days if you had not said so.
I don't believe I was really physical, so here's there, of course.
It would be very good if anybody who dies would always come back after 5 days. This is the story that was told at the beginning. This is a story of a vulture and his brothers, but you don't know how to say vulture now, CJ. But we'll call him Buzzard. We'll call Vulture Buzzard.
Buzzard.
You know how to say buzzard, don't you?
Buzzard?
Yeah.
The bird you fly on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Buzzard. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, well, I'll call Vulture Buzzard instead of Vulture.
Oh.
Buzzard was traveling all over this world.
Oh, that's one of the answers.
And he came to one place and began to live there.
I'm coming to where the work and Kimmy Jay.
Those to whom he had came had children.
Yes, it was human to him, as I'm
thought. But the youngest was a girl. And he fell in love with her.
Huh?
He fell in love with her.
I don't know. No, here he is.
Then he told all of those people, I want to be your relative-in-law. All right, you shall marry her. Thereupon, he made her his wife and stayed there for a long time. On the fifth day, his brother-in-law took him along, saying, we will go make a canoe. All right, I will go with you. Then they went. And when they came to where they were going, Buzzard began to look around everywhere. He just saw bones piled up high. He did not seem to pay any attention to them. He did not even say anything. However, he knew who were those bones piled up here and there. I don't know how they worded that right there, but he knew who those bones were that was piled up there. Those were the bones of people. We have arrived at last, my brother-in-law. His brother-in-law said to him, we have arrived at last, my brother-in-law. These here are our tools. What shall I do now? Well, we will split this log.
Okay, that's good.
And all day long they split the log. Then they went back home toward night. And then when another day came, they started out again. But once more, the same thing was done. Again, they split the log as before. Long afterwards, the wedge of one man dropped inside the log. Oh, my brother-in-law, you go inside after it. The buzzard just caught it with a stick. No, not so. Grab it with your hand. And then the wedge came near to the top.
Okay, so there's some coins.
And the tree closed suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
It almost got his hand. On the third day they did the same. 4 days they did this. Finally the fifth time Buzzard was caught. The log suddenly closed up on him when he was 25. He could do nothing to help himself. He called everyone to help him. But everyone told him, I can't do anything for you. At last he was told, I will send little old man Sapsucker to you. And then he arrived. And began to peck at the outside. I can't do anything for you. I will leave you. I will send Woodpecker here. And then Woodpecker came. What do you want? Well, have pity on me in your heart.
So are you. Here's old.
What are you doing here? Oh, my brothers-in-law tricked me. Then the woodpecker began to peck from the outside. He was not pecking very long, but at last he made a hole. He kept making the hole larger. And then when it became large, Buzzard tried himself to go out.
It
just fitted. But when he came out and went home, then at last he came back. He did not stay in the house long. When a man came telling that a whale lay down on the shore. Thereupon the villagers went quickly and arrived there. Everyone started to work. They were not working together long when it was said by one, I lost hold of my knife. My brother-in-law, you go inside after it. And he went inside after it and found it. Then again everybody went back to work. Put yourself further down. So then he did it. However, he was just watching himself all the time. Because the whale would always turn over suddenly. I have once more lost hold of my knife, brother-in-law. And the same thing happened 4 times. Finally he was told for a 5th time, I have lost hold of my knife. Go inside after it.
I must have gotten there. Right.
And then he did it.
Okay, he got it. Mistake.
Right away, the hole closed him.
I think he scared the workers. Never.
He could do nothing to help himself.
Yeah, I'll try or something.
Long afterwards, he came out again.
Yeah, right, he's off the lake of high.
He began to look in all directions.
Well, I know some hand there.
He saw nothing, only the ocean.
I cooked below.
He was in the middle of the ocean.
Then
he began to cry.
My name.
Every day he was sitting outside. And he would go inside at night. It was a long time before he looked once more at the shore. Yes, he thought in his mind. The whale will have to come to shore once. Then he sat down outside watching the whale. And he kept on going ashore. But when he came nearer to the breakers, he drifted back into the sea. And he kept on going for a long time. Buzzard would now and then feel of his head. Buzzard would now and then feel of his head, his own head. Because the hair was falling out. For exactly 1 year, the whale floated around back and forth with him. Then one day, the weather was real calm. And Buzzard spied someone coming. He was coming in the canoe straight towards him. But it looked as if he was going to pass him up. So he shouted. Do you take me into your canoe? No, the load is too big now. The two grandparents will take you inside. They are coming in a canoe behind us. And then again he saw someone coming in a canoe. However, they told him the same thing as before. Four times this happened. And the fifth time he saw. A canoe was coming with someone in it. And he began to think in his mind. It is those two that are coming in a canoe. Do you take me in your canoe?
Yes, four hands.
All right.
Then
those two arrived in the canoe. He went in. And they went toward shore in the canoe. And then when they came to the breakers, they told him to lie flat inside and close his eyes. If you look around, it will do harm. We will hurt you. Then they started. Those two asked themselves different questions. You shall begin to sing first. Our grandson. No.
Yeah.
You shall begin first.
Mm, of course.
So then the old man seagull began to sing his song. After he finished, the pelican began to sing. Then the buzzard was going to look at what those two were. He just peeked a little quick. Hey, you, do not look.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
We will harm you.
Yeah, we can do so.
So then he did it.
I understand.
But we're not going long.
Step out, yeah.
In the canoe. When they last came to shore. Now go out.
Uh-huh.
We have arrived at shore with you.
Huh?
We have arrived at the shore with you. Then he went out.
Hey.
They took the canoe back into the water. And as he was watching those two, he said, oh, this is the way those two act. This is the way those two act. They would just hold their paddles upward all the time. And then he came to shore and lay down flat on the shore. He did not lie on his face very long. When he saw two children approaching him. They were coming and shooting. He watched those two. And when they came near, those two began to shoot again. Two arrows dropped right near him. So those two come up to him. Where are you going? We two are not going anywhere. Whose children are you two? Our mother says that a hole has gone with our father into the sea.
Well,
I am that man. Where does your mother stay? You two will go back to her. And tell her to come to me. And when they came back to their mother, those two kept on telling her, our father is calling you. What on earth are you two doing? You two are calling misfortune upon yourself. Your father's... What was the last word? What was your last word there?
Father's what?
Your father died long ago. No.
Yeah.
He told us too that he was still alive.
Yeah, I don't care about the